Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Chulin Daf Mem Hei. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Before we begin our shiur today, as we have done in the past, we want to remind you that these dapim of Maseches Chulin, especially the dapim of the third perek, require the use of a book of illustrations that accompanies each sugya. Without it, one can gain a certain level of understanding, but it is increased many-fold by having the book in front of you. The book specifically is the book Sichas Chulin, which is a book of illustrations on Maseches Chulin, authored and illustrated by Amitai Ben David. There may be other books of illustrations, and they are fine as well, but the main thing is to have such a book of illustrations to accompany our explanation. As we look at the top of Daf Mem Hei, we notice at the second line a diamond. This marking is explained in the outside margin under our title Nosei Mivneh, topic heading and structural note, which we have combined in this case to refer to trefos bakoneh. Different types of trefos that affect the trachea. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Nikva Kenapo. If the kona, the trachea, is pierced like a napo, a sieve, mitstarfin laruba. The holes that are scattered along the wall of the trachea, they add up to rove. Rashi explains that if all of these holes were together, one attached to the other, they would constitute the rove of the circumference of the trachea. So even though they are not attached to one another, but if you were able to, in your mind's eye, attach each one, they would amount to a rove. This trachea is a trefa. The animal is a trefa. Mosiv Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya raises an objection from the following source. This source deals with Tumas Oihel. It's superficially an unrelated topic, but we will attempt to connect the two topics together. The dead transmit tuma through overshadowing, overhanging. And that includes not only a corpse, but even a part of a corpse, specifically in this case, a complete skull. A complete skull, if it's in the same room as someone else, so that person will become tomei. Let us say the skull is missing. It's not complete. If it's not complete, then it won't communicate tumas ohel. How much must be missing in order for it to be said to be incomplete? So the source says, uvogogeles sheish bo nekev echod oroich. If it has an elongated hole in it, afilu yesh ba nekovim harve, even if it has many holes, mitstarfin lamlo miktach. These little holes can add up to a size of a hole called melo miktach, literally the size of a drill bit. Alma, what do we see from here? Kevon de shiura melo miktach, since we see that the dimension for completeness is something that is not more than a hole the size of a miktach. Since there is a dimension, a shiur called melo miktach, le melo miktach mitstarfin, little holes are said to add up to that shiur, to that amount. Hachanami, so too when looking at the koneh, kevon de shiurei ki isar, a kone that is lacking, that's missing, that has a hole in it. There is a shiur for a hole in the kone, and that shiur is the size of an isar. An isar is a type of coin, a small coin. So we know that the hole size in a trachea is an isar. In other words, if a trachea has a hole in it the size of that type of coin, it renders the animal a trefa. So l'ki'isar mitstarfin, should we not say that the holes would add up to an isar coin? So the question here is, why does Rav Yehuda Marav say that holes add up only to rove, when you could have said that the holes add up to an isar coin size? So the Gemara answers, ishtamitze, the questioner, in this case Rav Yirmiyah, it escaped him. Ishtamitze means it escaped him. Ha diyomar Rabbi Chelbo omar Rav Chama bar Gurya omar Rav, this teaching of Rav, that when you're dealing with holes, there are two types of holes. Nikovim shiyesh bohen chisaron, mitzdarf and the kisar. Holes that are a function of flesh or substance being removed, being absent, those kind of holes will add up to an isar. It's fairly safe to assume that the isar is a smaller size than the rove size that we saw before. So holes that are a function of flesh or bone material, as it was the case in the skull, dealing with the trachea, we are talking about an isar, so it's trachea material that's missing. Those kind of small holes that are a function of actual trachea material missing, they will add up to an isar. However, v'she'ein bohen chisaron, there are holes that are a function of a piercing. For example, if you were to take a needle and penetrate whatever item, whatever material in discussion, the needle won't diminish the amount of material, it simply makes a hole in the material. That's a hole she'ein bohen chisaron. Those are mitstarfin l'ruba. Those kind of holes will present a problem only if they add up to a rove of the circumference of the trachea. Omar Rabba Barbachana Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Nitlo Heimeno Ritsua. If a strip of trachea is removed, this is a strip of removed tissue matter. That's called a chisoron, as we just finished mentioning in our previous discussion. So a strip like that, mitzarefes l'ki'isar. The Rashi says, mitzarefes l'ki'isar, I ki ma'aglis lo havyo isar trefa. If you were to take this strip and make it into a circle, and it would come out to an isar in size, so that would be basically a lacking the size of an isar. In other words, from this Gemara, we're saying that the actual shape of that which is missing is not of significance. What is of significance is the amount of tissue matter that's missing. If the amount of tissue matter that's missing would add up to an isar, it would create a trefus. Bamine Rabbi Yitzchok bar Nachmeni, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Nikva kenapo mahu. This may be familiar. We saw this on the second line from the top. The question was posed to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, what is the din if it's pierced with holes? And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi answers, Omar lei, harei omru. Well, it was said, Nikovim shiyesh bohen chisor mitzaf liki isar. Holes that are a function of missing tissue matter add up to an isar. V'she'ein bohen chisoron. Holes that are a function of something being of the trachea being pierced, but no absence of tissue matter. Mitzdarfin l'ruba. Those will add up to a problem of trefus only if it adds up to a rove, to a majority of the circumference of the trachea. Ba'ofa mai. Here we're now going to talk about holes in the trachea of a bird. A bird trachea is much smaller than the type of tracheas, animal tracheas that we were speaking about before. So what is the halacha regarding holes that have a chisaron in the case of a bird? Once again, we're talking about little holes that are a result of missing tissue matter. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Nachmeni, L'didim Mifrishali Minei, the Rebbe Elazar. Rabbi Yitzchok says it was explained to me by Rebbe Elazar, Mekaplo Umanichoi Al Pi Hakone. You have to concentrate on the spot of the trachea where these holes are found. They may be found somewhere down along the length of the trachea. So if you do the following, you were to take that section and cut it out and fold it over the entrance to the kona. Im choyfe es roiv hakona trefa. If the section that has the holes in it covers the majority of the entrance to the trachea, trefa, then you have a problem. If the animal, the bird, is a trefa, the imlav, kshera. And if it doesn't cover a majority of the opening to the trachea, then it's okay. Omar av papa v'simonech, in order to remember this test, napya, remember a sieve. Let us now look at the Rashi for a little bit more elucidation on this. Rashi ba'oifa nekovim dechisaron ba'oif delekol emeimar begargeres didei kisar. We're talking about holes that are a result of missing tissue matter by a bird, and in a bird you can't talk about an isar sized, because that would be much too big for the very small trachea of a bird. But kama havashira, so how much is the shiur that would render it a trefa? So we saw the Gemara make a suggestion of cut away the strip in which the holes are found. Mekaplo, Rashi explains, chotech lamato minanakovim uvitzidehem. You cut surrounding the area where the holes are. Ach yuchal lekapil haratsua shehein ba klapi pi hakona, until you are able to take this strip that you've cut away and fold it over the entrance to the kone, to the trachea. Umanicho lemokam anakovim al pi hakona, and you put the part of that strip that has the holes in it over the kona. Im choyfe, Rashi goes on, bein hanekovim v'hasholem shebein nekev lenekev es roiv hakona. If the section that has the holes in it, now between each hole there is remaining trachea material. It's not just holes. It's holes with tissue matter that's between each hole. If that area, holes plus tissue matter between the holes, covers the rove, the majority of the entrance to the kone, afagav de benekovim grady leko ruba, even though amongst the holes themselves you would not have rove of the entrance covered, trefa. Hoyo viesh bohen chisaron v'shiur smichas likovim zeloze kenapo. When we speak about that there's tissue matter, there's connecting tissue matter between each hole, that amount, that itself is very, very fine, very, very fine, like the screening in a sieve. Deha anikva kinapo kaiminon. We're talking about a tissue matter or trachea wall material that's pierced like a sieve. V'simonech shel tishkach shmuazu, Rashi says, v'lo teimo ki isor o mitzdarfin l'rubo. In order to remember this particular teaching and not confuse it with the coin size or the rove size, namely that the holes themselves would represent the rove, but rather we're talking about holes plus interconnecting tissue matter. Remember napio. Ke'ein she'oisen anapo, Rashi says, she'manichem shom yirios zonav hasus al pi ha'oigel v'zeh simon yehei l'cha. Remember the form of a sieve. Rashi described taking the horse tail hairs and weaving them together to form a screen-like material that you use to sift matter. So if you use that imagery, then you understand what we're trying to accomplish with these holes. And once again, we were talking here about holes that have a chisoron. Another situation described, and that's our next diamond, nifchiso kedeles. There's a slit in the trachea wall where there develops a flap of skin that reminds one of a door. In other words, there's a flap which has not been removed. It's all of the tissue matter is still there, but it's been cut away, let us say, on three sides. The fourth side still attached to the trachea. Omar Rav Nachman kidei shikones isor lerochboi. This will present a problem only if the size of that hole is such that you could slip in and out a coin in its width. Nistaka, a trachea that is cracked in its length. A crack running up and down. Omar Rav, afilu lo nishtayer bo ela chulia achas lamalo vechulia achas lamato kshera. The term chulia, there are two explanations that appear in the Meforshim. The trachea itself is made of it has this disc-like or accordion look to it. That means that circular discs almost, one on top of the other in an accordion fashion. There's some types of tubing that looks like this, or piping tubes that have this look to it. So the Rav is saying that if the crack runs all the way up and down the entire length of the trachea, leaving a chulia, a disc of the trachea, one at the top and one at the bottom, intact, not cracked, then it's kosher. So even though it's a rather long crack, it doesn't create trachelus, provided you have a complete chulia at the top and at the bottom that is not cracked. Amrua kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. This teaching of Rav was then said in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, and Rabbi Yochanan reacted, ma chulio de komar Rav. What's this chulia that he's talking about? In other words, we'll see momentarily that Rabbi Yochanan has a more lenient ruling than Rav, not requiring even a chulia remaining intact. Ela ema afilu lo nishtayer bo ela mashehu lemala umashehu lemata kshera. His idea is that if the crack is running along the entire length of the trachea, leaving just a minor amount, mashu is an infinitesimally small amount that is not cracked at the top and the bottom, it is still kosher. Amruah kamei de Rabbi Yochanan mishmei de Rabbi Yonason hachi. It was reported to Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yonason, who was a great Talmudic personality, who had come to Eretz Yisrael, who had come from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and he also had taught mashu lemalo and mashu lemato. Omar lahu, so Rabbi Yochanan, upon hearing that Rabbi Yonason says the same thing, he says in a praiseworthy fashion, Yadin chavrin bavloi, our Babylonian colleagues know lefrushi ki haitama, to give this correct explanation. And he said that, as we said, complimentary. Tono Rabbi Chiyo bar Yosef kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. Kol hatzavor kulo kosher l'shchita. Mitabas hagedoylo ad kanfei re'o hatachtona. The entire length of the neck of an animal, and here we're referring to the trachea length, so to speak. We're focusing here on the trachea, the whole neck of the animal, from the tabas hagedola, the mane or large ring that appears at the beginning, until the lobes of the lung at the end of the trachea, that whole length is kosher, is appropriate for shchita. Now we've dashed underlined the word kanfei reo hatachtona, which literally would mean the bottom lobe. However, it's not the bottom lobe as the animal, let us say, were standing with its head up in the air. Rather, Omar Rava, tachtona shihi elyona. We're talking about the bottom most lobe when the animal is inverted. After an animal is shechted, it's suspended by its hind legs. So when it's suspended face down, head down, groundwards, the bottom most lobe in effect is the top lobe, had the animal been standing on its hind legs head up. Shani Omer, Rava goes on to explain, Kol shepoishetes tzavora veroya ubevad shelo teones. The entire neck length of the animal, as when alive, it stretches its head and its neck in grazing. The animal wants to bend over to eat from grass, so it stretches its neck. all of that neck length is appropriate, is kosher, is suitable for shechita. Ubavat shelo teones means provided that man doesn't come along and pull to extend even further the neck organs. The Rashi explains in the wide lines, you'll notice about halfway down the wide lines, shelo teones limshoch hasimonim chutz lechoze bidei adam. So when we talk about stretching, we talk about natural animal stretching and not a person coming along and wedging his fingers into the animal's neck and pulling on the neck organs, which would, at that point, you would be exposing or pulling out more than more length of trachea than is actually allowed to be cut. Boi Rav Chanina Vitema Rav Chananya, Rav Chanina, or another version is Rav Chananya, asks, Onso Atzmo Mahu. Let us say you have an animal that's in a shechita position, and while it's about to be shechted, as it is about to be shechted, the animal stretches its neck more than it usually does, even when grazing. What about that length? That added length. Let's remind ourselves, we're talking about living flesh or tissue matter, which has flexibility to it. So if the animal, say, in this question, stretches its neck out in a forceful fashion, extending more than usual, it's not a case of a person grabbing on the neck organs, but rather the animal itself is doing this. Teku. So that remains unresolved whether that extended amount of trachea is suitable for shechita. Yosef Reb Yochanan Reb Shimon ben Lokish Nofak Milsa Mibinayu. These two great rabbinic figures were sitting together, and the following came out from amongst them. Number one, Onas Besimonim Veshochat. If the neck organs were stretched, and then after they stretched the neck organs, it was then shechted, that is unfit. Nikev Hakona Lamata Min Achoze Nidon Kareya. If the trachea Lamata Min Achoze, underneath the choze, sometimes translated as the chest, but that is then a hole there, that's, let's say, way down on the trachea, is then treated kareya as the lung. And that's a stringency. Lungs become will render an animal unfit with a hole in it that's the size of a mashu, a minor size hole, and not, as we have discussed in the past, a nekev, let's say, that's berov, that amounts to rove of the circumference of the kona. Anatomically, what we're talking about here is the location of the kona that descends down between the two sides of lungs that are in the animal. This, of course, one can see if he uses a book of illustrations. Tonu Rabbonan, Ezehu Chose, we just mentioned that the kona lamata min achoze is treated like the rea, even though it's technically speaking, it's still we're dealing with the trachea proper, but it's an area down in between the lungs. We want to know what is defined as chose. Ezehu Chose, ze horoya zakarka. That's the part of the animal that's facing the ground. Lamato ad hatzavor, lamalo ad hakeres. Once again, the descriptions here of lamata and lamala are taking into consideration the animal is suspended on by its hind legs. So the choze is defined as till the neck. That's the bottom most point and uppermost point ad hakeres, until the stomach. Chotech shtei tzlaos mishtei defanos eilech ve'eilech. If one were to cut away the two uppermost ribs, one from the right hand side of the animal and the other from the left hand side of the animal, cut away those ribs and the surrounding meat. Vezehu choze hanitan lekohanim. In korbanos, there is the choze v'shok that's given from shlomim sacrifices to the kohen. When the Torah refers to the choze, it's referring to this part of the animal, the two uppermost ribs, of the animal. When we say uppermost, that's if the animal were, let's say, head up. But if the animal is suspended head down, so we'd have to say the bottom, two bottommost ribs. If they are cut away with the surrounding meat, that is what's presented to the kohen. Nikev krum shomach. Now we go to a new topic, and that is the brain, and more specifically the membrane surrounding the animal's brain. The Mishnah spoke about a hole in the krum shomach. Rav Shmuel d'Amri Chavayu, krumo ilo afagav lo inkiv tata. The trefus spoken about in the Mishnah describes a hole in the upper membrane. There are two membranes that we're focusing on right now. There's a membrane that lines the skull and a second membrane that is that adheres very closely to the brain itself. So the chromo ilaw, krum is the membrane, ilaw, upper membrane, the one that lines the skull. Even if the lower membrane, the one that's wrapped around the brain itself, is intact, has no holes, this creates a trephus. The Amri law, another version of this, is ad d'inkiv tata. That trephus demands the lower one, the lower membrane, being penetrated with a hole as well, in order to create trephus. Omar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni v'simonech. According to the Manda Omar, that we need the lower membrane to be penetrated also. The simon to remember this is Chaisa de Misnach be Moicho. Chaisa is a bag in which the brain is contained. The idea here is that the bag, if you had a bag with a brain in it, that bag is touching the brain itself. So this shita of ad inkif tata means as a reference to the membrane that's touching the brain itself. Omar Rabo bar Barchanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kenegdo bebeitzim nikar. When you're dealing with a male animal, and its beitzim is a reference to the testicles, that part of the anatomy of the male animal is wrapped in, or is contained in, membranes as well. It has two membranes. In the case of that part of the beitzim of the zohar, the lower membrane is something that's noticeable. This is in distinction to the brain itself, which also has this inner membrane that surrounds the brain directly, but it is very, very thin and is hardly noticeable. And therefore, in order to create awareness of this inner membrane, so the Gemara draws a parallel between the animal's brain and the Beitzei Zohar, the male organs that we just referred to. And once again, in the case of the Beitzim of the Zohar, the lower membrane, or the membrane most that attaches and adheres closest to the testicles themselves, that membrane is noticeable. Omar, now let's just caution here. We're not saying that a membrane on the beitzim of the zohar creates trephus. It's just a point of reference in order to appreciate that the brain, which is a region of trephus, also has a double membrane, and specifically a lower membrane that's attached to the brain itself. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapora, Moyach kol ma shebegedera nidon kamoach. The kedera is, in this case, literally, it's a pot, but in this case, we're referring to the skull. Anything, any part of the brain that's in the skull is treated as brain. And that means that a nekev mashu, a minuscular hole, will create a trephus problem. However, hischil limshoich, the point at which the brain becomes elongated and emerges from the skull, that's nidon kechut hashedra. That's then classified as spinal cord material. The spinal cord, in effect, is an extension of the brain. The brain, located in the skull, continues down through the spine of a creature, and we refer to that as the spinal cord. So that the Gemara here is telling us, and most importantly we should mention, spinal cord trephus is treated with a different standard than we treat brain trephus. Therefore, it's important to know till what point is the brain, which is treated with a very intense trephus standard of nekev mashehu, as opposed to spinal cord trephus, which is a problem only if the majority is severed. And hence the Gemara says that once it's hissel limshoch, once it he extends beyond the skull, it's nidon kechut hashedra, is treated with the spinal cord standard, and that means only if it's rove severed. Umehechon maschil limoshech, at what point do we say it starts extending forth? Amar Rav Yitzchok bar Nachmeni, Rav Yitzchok tells us, l'didim v'shlimineh de Rav Shur ben Levi, it was explained to me by Rav Shur ben Levi, kemin shnei pulin, there appears two beam-like protuberances, yesh munachim al pi hakedera, that are located at the entrance to the skull. Min hapulin ulefnim kilefnim, from these two bean-like glands or protuberances, it's considered as brain. Min hapulin velachutz kilachutz, and from the protuberances outward, it's considered as outward, considered as spinal cord. Upulin atzmon eini yodea, the area of brain that's found right between these bean-like protuberances themselves, that I don't know how to classify it. And in all likelihood, it will be treated with the inner standard, the more strict brain standard. Rabbi Yirmiyah bodak ba'oifa, Rabbi Yirmiyah once checked a bird's skull, ve'ishkach kemin shnei pulin munachim al pi hakder, and he found these two beam-like protuberances at the entrance to its skull. Nikev halev lebeis chalol. Now we turn to the topic of heart, and that's what we've entitled this Gemara on the outside margin under our no say heading, very simply, lave, heart. And the Mishnah mentioned that a hole, a penetration into the interior chamber of the heart, creates trephus. Boy, Rabbi Zera, lebeis halol koton or lebeis halol gadol. In the heart, there are large chambers and small chambers, there are auricles and ventricles. The question here is, are we talking about a small chamber, a heart, a hole in the heart penetrating to a small chamber or to a large chamber? Omar Le Abaye. Abaye, in reacting to Rabbi Zera's question, Rabbi Zera had a simple, inquisitive question. Abaye raises a type of difficulty on Rabbi Zera. In other words, why are you asking the question? Isn't it obvious? He says, "My tiboy aloch. What are you asking about? Milo tnan. Do we not have the following Tanaic source, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad shetinkav lebeis hasimfonos, that when dealing with penetration of the lung, he says that a lung penetration is a trephus, is a problem when the hole goes to the base hasymphonos. The Omar Rabba bar Tachlifam Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Omar Rav Ad Shitinokev the symphon Godol, until that source of Rav Shimon is really teaching me, until the hole enters the main bronchial tube deep in the lung. So we see here symphon Godol, and we've dashed underlined Godol, indicating that this is the main point of Abaye. This is Abaye's main point, that just like when we talk about holes that go from surface into, let's say, inner chambers, we're talking about the large inner chamber, the same thing with regard to the heart. So the question that you are asking, that Rabbi Zera is asking, should have an obvious answer from the way we deal with the lungs. The Gemara answers, on behalf of Rabbi Zera, why he is still asking his question. Hochi hashto, how can you compare these cases? Hosam, in the case of the lungs, it says leves hasimphonos kotoni, and that grammatically implies, which equals lehecho deshavchi symphonos kulhu. It's the main bronchial tube, the tube into which all the small bronchi eventually lead into. The hocha, however, in the case of the heart, it's not as clear. It says lebeis chalolo. The Mishnah said nikev halev lebeis chalolo kotoni. It doesn't say lebeis hachalolim, giving one the impression the main chamber. It just says into a chamber. And as a result of that, mali cholol gadol, mali cholol katan. What difference would it make whether it's the large chamber or the small chamber? Which, if this Gemara is giving an answer literally, so then we're answering Rabbi Zeira's question based on the Mishnah's language, or possibly the Gemara is simply justifying Rabbi Zeira's question in saying that the Lashon of the Mishnah of the Beis Chalolo is not clear, it's not definitive, as was the case of the Lashon, the expression used by the lungs. So the question then would still remain, namely, which heart chamber? Kona Halev. The Kona Halev, we will see as the Gemara goes on, what is being referred to. But in the meantime, so as to allow room for the Gemara's clarification, we won't reveal what Kona Halev is referring to. In fact, Rashi, in classic Rashi style, says, Lekamen Meforesh. This will be explained later. So in the meantime, we're going to talk about a hole in something called Kona Halev without explaining what it is. Rav Omar b'mashu, if the hole is even a mashu in size, it creates treifus. Shmuel Omar b'rubo, the Kona Halev would have to be the majority severed in order to create a treifus problem. Hey Nihu Kona Halev, what is this Kona Halev? Omar Rabo bar Yitzchok, Omar Rab, Chelev she'al gabi defanos. Rashi says, Al Gabi Defanos, Hayored Al Hatzlos Min Hashedra. At this point, but the Gemara will change the Pshat, it's a reference to Chelev, which is a type of, we'll say, fat material or chest lining material that runs along the ribs on the inside of the rib cage. That's the Chelev Sha'al Gabi Defanos. So the Gemara asks, Defanos Salka Daitoch? Of what significance with regard to treifus? This isn't a vital organ. What type of chius, as Rashi says, is dependent on this, let's say, rib cage inner lining? Elo, rather, the pshat in Kona Halev is something totally different. It's Sha'al Gabi Dofne Rea. This is talking about tissue matter which runs within the walls between the two lungs. In effect, this is in all likelihood a main artery, possibly the aorta, but all the veterinarians and anatomists out there should forgive me if this isn't a totally accurate explanation, but we are talking about main arteries that lead to the heart. So that is the point of machlokes in between Rav and Shmuel regarding a hole in the artery. Omar Amemar Mishmei de Rav Nachman Tlosa Koni Havu. There are three branches that lead to the heart. Chad Porish Liba, one leads to the heart. Now, v'chad porish l'rea, one leads to the lung, v'chad porish l'kavdo, and the other leads to the liver. Now, as far as the type of hole in each one of these branches, what size hole will ruin it? D'rea k'rea, the one that leads to the lungs, is treated like the psul of a lung, which is b'mashehu, a minor-sized hole. D'kavdo k'kavdo. With regard to the branch leading to the liver, there we have a great leniency, just like in the case of the liver itself. Only if the entire liver is missing do we have treifus. So too, with regard to this branch that leads to the koveid. If it's entirely missing, if it's not entirely missing, the animal is still kosher. Deliba pligi. As far as the branch feeding the heart, that is a machlokis. That is the machlokis we had before between Rav and Shmuel. Rav holding Mashehu and Shmuel holding Beruboi. Mor barchio masni ipcha. He has a second version where two of the three branches are taught in an opposite fashion regarding hole sizes. Dereo kekavdo, the one leading to the lungs, is treated like the koved standard. Dekavdo, the kona that leads to the koved, is treated kereo, with the lung standard. However, the libo pligi, this remains the same as the loshon, just the line before, the branch leading to the heart, that's the subject of a machlokes. Now, we should point out that we gave an explanation that more or less parallels Rashi's pshat. However, if you look in the Sichas Chulin book, you'll notice there text section on this particular portion that there are differing opinions, that many that take issue with Rashi's pshat. So, but we are, for the sake of simplicity, just referring in a very general fashion to three branches with their respective hole sizes, without really defining what the nature, anatomically speaking, is of these branches. Continuing in the Gemara, Ozal Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Omro l'shmaitza d'Rav kamei d'Shmuel. Rabbi Chiya reported Rav's teaching of Kona Halev being posel with a hole that's a mashu, and he told it to Shmuel. Amale, Shmuel reacted, "E hochi omar abo." Abo is a title of respect that is used in referring to Rav. He says, "If thusly says Abo," another pshat, by the way, is that was his actual name, Abo Aricho, as he is referred to elsewhere. But if thusly says Abba or Rav, lo yoda betrefus velo klum, then he doesn't know anything about trefus. Of course, Shmuel is sticking to his opinion that the Kona Halev is Beruba. Now we turn to the spine, more specifically the spine and the spinal cord. So the topic heading that we have assigned to this is Shedra, kamo havi psikoso lahatrifo. How much would a spine or spinal cord be required to be severed in order to create trephus? Tanu Rabbanan. Here we have a Tanaic source. Then you can see that is in a frame. Chut hashedra shenifsak berubo, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that the spinal cord creates trephus only if it's the majority of it is severed. Majority, in other words, in its diameter, if it's cut at a certain point, if a majority is severed, that is trefo. Rabbi Yankiv Omer Afilu Nikev. Rabbi Yankiv says even if it has a hole in it. Hora Rabbi Kerabbi Yankiv, and Rabbi adopted the stricter opinion of Rabbi Yankov and taught thusly and ruled thusly. Omer Rav Huna Ein Halacha Kerabbi Yankiv, but Rav Huna himself says that we don't follow that strict ruling. Rather, the problem of trephus arises only if it's majority severed. The kama rubo, what is meant when we say rubo? So we see here two approaches. Rav Omar roiv oiroi. The spinal cord has a membrane that surrounds it. So we are talking about that, or the skin, the membrane that surrounds it, if rove of it is severed, even if the spinal cord is totally intact. But if the spinal membrane is severed, that creates trephus. The Amri law, another version, roiv moichoi. The trephus is established only if rove of the spinal cord itself is severed, even if the entire surrounding membrane is fully intact. Man dioma roiv moichoi, the opinion that says that rov mocho is sufficient for creating trephus, he will certainly agree, kol shekein rov oro. He will say that, well, all the more so if rov oro is severed, is cut. So that when we read rov mocho, he was telling us basically a strict ruling that even if the or is intact, but the spinal material itself is severed, rov is severed, that creates trephus, but not to the exclusion of the case of rov oro. He's saying that all the more so rov oro would create a problem. Leman dioma rov oro, the opinion that says rov oro creates trephus, he Rov Mocho Mai. What does he say about Rov of the spinal cord material itself? If that is severed, in other words, what would he say about a case where the Oer is intact and the spinal cord material itself is severed? But it should be pointed out before going on the rationale behind the Deya that says Rov Mocho will all the more so if Rov Oro, the Oer contains, it preserves and withholds or contains spinal cord material. And therefore, if it is severed, if the Oer is severed, it creates a strong likelihood that the spinal cord material will exit, will become diminished, creating a big problem. Therefore, the more sensitive area is the membrane that surrounds the spinal cord. But now, focusing on the Deya that says that Rov Oro creates Trefus, granted that the Oer is more sensitive to a problem of Trefus, what does he hold if Rov Mocho, the spinal cord material itself, Rov is severed? While the skin or the membrane surrounding it remains intact. So to answer this, Toshma, Diomar Nivli, this is a name, Nivli, Omar Ravuna, Rubo Shaomru, Roiv Oiroi. The Rove that was taught is Rove of the membrane. Moyach Ze Lomala Velomorib. The spinal cord material itself is of no significance to us whether it's severed or not. In other words, even if it's severed, but it's contained within this protective sheath, it is still kosher. Omar le, im roiv oiroi kayom. We read that already. We continue on the next line. Omar rabo bar barchana om rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We have double underlines highlighting different phenomenon, we'll say, problems that can arise regarding the spinal cord material. Nismareich posel, if the spinal cord material is nismareich. This is a situation where it became, we'll say, very fluidy. You'll notice the Rashi deals with this, but we will look at the Rashi momentarily. Before the Rashi, we go on in the Gemara, nismasmes posel. So you have these two expressions, and the Gemara wants to define what they are. Ezohi hamrocha, ve'ezohi hamsamsa. What is hamrocha, and what is this mismisa? Hamrocha is kol shenishbach kekitoin. It's a situation where, as we said before, the spinal cord material has become very liquidy, that it would spill out like a fluid flowing from a ketone, a flask. Mismisa, called she'eno yochol la'amod. It's become soft, not quite as fluidy as hamracha, but it won't be able to stand up. It doesn't have a firmness to it anymore. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyo, eino yocho lamod mipnei kevedo mai. Let us say that the spinal cord material itself is intact. However, because of some type of weightiness to it, if you were to grab the spinal cord in your hand and leave a little bit protruding above your fist, so you've closed your hand or fist around a spinal cord, and the part protruding up from the top of your fist bends over. It can't stand up. What does that tell us about the animal? So, as far as kashrus is concerned, Teku, this remains unresolved. Bei Rav Amri Nismasmes Posel. Now we have a new word, Nismasmes Kosher. The Rashi explains this word, Nismasmes, Nisroiken Mehamoach Miktsosu Me'elov. Part of the spinal cord material has emptied out on its own. So the Bei Rav is telling us that if it's Nismas Meis, that's posel. And we explained Nismas Meis before. Nismas Meis is kosher. Meisve, Reb Shimon Elozer Omer, Behemosh Nismas Meis, Moicha, Trefa. We have a Tanaic source, and you can see we've dashed underlined Nismas Meis, and it says that that's a Trefa, not like Rav, the Bei Rav just taught. So the Gemara answers, Hahi Nismas Meis Itmar. The word should have been nismasmes. That's what creates trefas, and not nismasmes. The Gemara asks, "Amy, is this really so that nismasmes is kosher?" V'ha Levi hava Yosef be'masuta. Levi was once sitting in a bathhouse. Chazilu gavro detaria l'reshe. He noticed a person whose head received a bang or a shock, impact. Omar, and Levi reacted, Nismasmes moche de dain. That's how Levi reacted. He said that this moche is the brain, or this guy's brain has become Nismasmes. Lav de lo chai, is he not trying to say that this guy is not going to live? Indicating that Nismasmes should be viewed as a trefa. Omar Abaye, lo. Abaye says that's not what Levi's intention was. Rather, loimar she'enoi moilid. As a result of the person's head impact, his procreation abilities will be curtailed. He won't be able to bear children anymore. And this, of course, is a function of what's known, that the brain is responsible for the necessary bodily reactions that are responsible for procreation. And as a result of this shock to his head, he now will no longer be able to procreate. But that doesn't mean trefus. That's a different function. The topic heading we've assigned to this Gemara in the outside margin, Ad Heichon Lemata Nechshav Chut Hashedra Liposel Bepsika. How far down or along the animal's back is considered spinal cord that's sensitive to psiko, which is a cutting or a severing? Up till now, we've said that a spinal cord that's nifsak berubo, we saw, or Rabbi Yankov said nikev, creates trefus. It may be pointed out that the spinal cord extends way back down the animal into its tail. And the tail is not an area of vital life concern as far as animal welfare is concerned. So we know that it would be inaccurate to say that the chut hashedra that's subject to trefus is the entire anatomical spinal cord. That we are ruling out. But we are asking how far along the back of the animal is it sensitive to trefus? Now, we've made reference to using the picture book, the Book of Illustrations, already at the beginning of today's shiur. For this sugya, it will be of extreme importance to have some illustrations available. We will attempt to give a verbal, oral explanation, but I don't believe that it's really sufficient for appreciating what we are going to see. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Ad Bein HaProshos. Chut HaShedra is judged along the back of the animal till the area called Bein HaProshos. The Bein HaProshos is an area in the pelvic area where the spinal cord branches out. The truth is that there is branching all the way along, but we're referring to a very specific, significant branching that takes place at that area, in the pelvic area of the animal. So up till that point called Bein HaProshos, that is called spinal cord, that's sensitive to the dinim of trephus. Rav Dimi bar Yitzchok haveko boi lemezal lebe chozoi. Rav Dimi had to go to this place called Bei Chozoi. Also the kamei de Rav Yehuda. He came before Rav Yehuda. Omar le, lichvi li mor bein haproshos hecha. Would you show me where bein haproshos is? And show me on an animal where it is. Omar le, zil aisi li gdi va'ach filoch. Bring for me a goat and I will show it to you. Aisi le gdi shmeina. He brought a fat goat. And Rashi explains that we're talking about an animal that has been shechted and skinned. And he wants to see where this branching out is on the back of this skinned fat goat. Amarle, so he said back, I can't show you on this animal. B'liya tfei v'lo yadia. It's absorbed the what would ordinarily be visible. In the case of this fat animal, the branching part is absorbed, so I can't show it to you. It's absorbed into the fleshiness of the animal. I see le kochush, so he brought to him a very lean goat, also skinned in the attempt to see where the branching is. Amale, bliton tfei velo yadia. Here it's so scrawny that there's a great deal of pressure being pressed or applied to the spine branching area that it's been like thinned out that you can't even see it. Amale, so after these two attempts to demonstrate it with a real time demonstration, he says, Amale to agmaroch gemara. I'll tell you my oral tradition. Hochi amar Shmuel. Thusly teaches Shmuel. Now, once again, we have to go back to the issue of the branching in the pelvic area. There are three points along the pelvic bone, and we're talking in the middle of the animal's back over the pelvic area. There are three significant points of branching. So, ad achas trefa, until the first branching area, an animal will definitely be subject to trephus if there's a severance of the spinal cord. Shlishis, at the third branching area, that is kshera. That's already too far down to pose a problem. Shnia eini yodea. The second, the middle of these three branching areas, that I do not know. At this point in the Gemara, there will be a series of questions concerning this issue of the branchings. These the questions are highlighted with triangles, and they extend to the top of Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. But once again, we must cover our tracks and say that to appreciate the section that we are dealing with, it's of utmost importance to have illustrations. But we will go along in the Gemara text. Boy Rav Huna Barei Rav Yehoshua. Ad ve'ad bichlal, when the Gemara mentions until we said ad achas trefa, until the first branching area is a trefa. Are you saying up till and including oidilma ad v'lo ad bichlal, or do you mean up till but not including? Boy Rav Papa, intim salomer ad v'lo ad bichlal. If you take the more lenient approach that says up till the first branching area, but not including it, my question will be pi parsha mahu. What about the point that reaches that actually touches the branching? How about that? Will that be subject to trefus? Boy, Rav Yirmiyah, im timsalomer ad the ad bichlal. Let us say that we take the more strict approach that says up till and including the area of branching. My question here is parsha atzmo mahu. What about a break in the point at which it branches out? In other words, not the main stem, so to speak, but the point that it started to branch out. Let's say it's severed there. What would the din be? Toshma ha parsha tidon kebosar. So the Tanaic source says that the branching is treated like flesh, meaning it's not sensitive to trefus problems. My lav, parsha rishon oshnia, are you not including in this even the first and second branchings? And that would be quite lenient. Moore says lo, shlishis. What this source is referring to is the third branching is treated like flesh. But above that, we haven't given a definitive answer. The next section of Gemara deals with the issue of the bird spinal cord, but that will be the subject of our next year, so that with that we conclude our shiur for today.